to talk a little bit about a company that is working to connect blockchain solutions in particular with the pharmaceutical industry. Let's hear more about it. Samantha, forgive me, I don't know how to pronounce your last name and I don't want to mangle it. Can you say it for me?
Hi, yeah, it's Samantha Radakia.
Radakia. Well, nice to have you here, co-founder of Chronicled. You're on the phone in San Francisco. Tell me a little bit about what your company does generally.
Great. Yeah. I mean, we were founded in 2014 with the mission of linking any real world object, device, or sensor to a blockchain. So if you imagine like an automobile's VIN number, linking something like that to a blockchain in order to verify ownership or custody or even transfer ownership.
So in terms of the pharmaceutical industry, like we hear about often Bitcoin and blockchain and what the impact it might have on the financial industry, tell me how it might apply, might be a solution for what's going on in the pharmaceutical industry.
Absolutely. We have two examples that I can go through quickly with you. The first being in the cold chain compliance space, so something like 25% or more of pharmaceutical drugs in the supply chain need to be kept within a certain temperature range, specifically between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius. So what Chronicle does is work with either device manufacturers that put temperature logging devices on the pharmaceuticals and register that data to a blockchain in order to adhere to regulatory compliance.
So monitor it, right? So it's got a blockchain connected to it so that you know that that specific piece of pharmaceutical, whether it's a device or a product, you make sure that it doesn't expire or so on and so forth. You've got something, you know, a true ID, if you will, connected to it.
Yeah, and there's no possible way with a blockchain, so the data is immutable. You can't tamper with it. So, you know, even in instances where there are multiple parties or logistics providers handling the pharmaceutical drug or the temperature logging devices, the data, you can trust it. Another example of what can be done in the pharmaceutical space, and we just announced the launch of the MetaLedger project, which is there's a regulation called DSCSA, and it's the Serialization Act that requires all pharmaceutical drugs be uniquely identified with a serial number, and by 2023, an interoperable system be in place to transfer those serial numbers from manufacturer to distributor and so on. So this is a regulation that was passed in order to fight counterfeit drugs and be able to track them more specifically in the supply chain. So similarly, we've created a system to link the identities of all the pharmaceutical drugs in the supply chain and are working with some of the large players like Pfizer and Genentech.
And I know you guys
on putting together.
It's fascinating.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, forgive me. And I know you're working a lot in the world of IoT, Internet of Things. Just got about 25 seconds left here. In terms of blockchain, from your perspective and your dealing so far, where do you think it's going to have the widest applications? Just quickly, if you may.
Yeah. Well, you know, going off of that, IoT and supply chain. So I think supply chain is definitely the most ripe for disruption. A lot of the systems could benefit from the automation, immutability, trust, and security that blockchain offers.
It's interesting. We'll have to come back and talk another time because I do find it interesting, the different applications of blockchain specifically, certainly beyond the financial space or beyond Bitcoin, if you will. Samantha Radakia, she is co-founder of Chronicle, joining us on the phone in San Francisco.